Today's journey, my friends, is on self-love and forgiveness. Why is this an important topic? Well, because all of us struggle with these areas. It's been reported that 85% of the world's population are affected by low self-esteem. I would wager it's higher, but anyway, 1 in 2 women worldwide feel more self-doubt than self-love. Even for those amongst us who think we love ourselves, what's our triggered response when we make a mistake? So what are the hardwired programs and conditions that got us to this place? Well, there's a lot, but there's a few common ones that are pretty universal. Perfectionism, we're not good enough. Judgment, our mistakes are too big to forgive. Guilt, I'm going to carry around my mistakes until I'm worthy of letting them go. Suppressed and repressed emotions, burying our baggage so we don't have to face it. This happens in 1 of 2 ways. Unconsciously, by repression, the brain blocks emotions because of contradicting beliefs. Unconscious is trying to protect you from feeling pain, embarrassment, etc. Or consciously, by suppression, choosing not to feel because you've been conditioned to believe it's not okay or not appropriate to express your feelings. There is a 90% rule that I've learned about. If you don't deal with the emotion within 90 seconds, it goes into the subconscious. So ultimately, it's a good idea to deal with an emotion as soon as it comes up. How do we live our lives when we struggle to love ourselves, when we struggle to forgive ourselves and others? I know for me, I still struggle to forgive myself for a lot of things I've done, especially with my cats over the years. Are we walking in our full power or are we limiting beliefs? This is why this is important. Breathwork is the way to create rapid reconciliation in the mind and body. Today, you get to give yourself permission to release the trauma, stress, and strain you carry in your body so you can go deep into the psyche and receive clarity and insights. You get to release tension, the negative emotional charge, and you get to reflect on old events without being triggered, so that when you finish today, you'll be filled with so much love for yourself. Are you ready for a little bit of that? I know I am. Set your intention for today. What are you willing to let go of that is keeping you from loving and forgiving yourself fully? All right, here we go. All right, guys, let's do this. Here we go. On my count, 3, 2, 1. Nice, big, full, deep breath. Filling your lungs up with pure life force energy. Don't worry about where the breath goes. Let it go wherever it wants to go naturally. Into the belly or into the chest. Just make sure you're taking nice, big, full, deep breaths all in and out through the mouth. Remember, we're just warming up that engine these first few songs. Handing over the controls to our body. Depth over speed. Breath is the Sanskrit word for spirit. Bringing spirit into our body with every breath. Taking charge of our physiology and letting our breath do the heavy lifting. Find a nice, smooth rhythm. Inhale and expand, relax and let go. Try to make each breath consistent, strong, and deep. And right now is the time for you to decide how deep you really want to go today. How much are you willing to let go of today? How ready are you for a proper reset today? Each breath is your chance to prove this commitment. Today is all about you. Every single one of you is in a very powerful position to level up today, to uplift today, to rewrite the scripts that are holding you back today. Conscious or unconscious, doesn't matter. So stick with a nice, full, deep breath, filling up your lungs to near maximum capacity, and resist the urge to pull away. Resist the urge to give in to the discomfort. Life isn't comfortable sometimes. The struggle is real, but the healing of the struggle is only a breath away. We're going to be entering into an altered state, opening up the subconscious with this kind of breathing. Students, you know how this works. If you don't feel an expansion at your core, you're not breathing deep enough, so put your hands on your belly and your chest if you need to. Override the bioenergetic blocks that live in your body with your will. You dedicated your time and your energy to be here today. So let's not let that time go to waste. Work hard this session. Breathe in, lean in. My job is to push you. My job is to encourage you to get out of your own way. But your job is to breathe. You are at the wheel. Nice, big, full breaths. This is all you need to do. This is all you have to focus on. Your breath and your body will do the rest. Every breath illuminating you. Every breath lighting you up from the inside out. Every breath bringing you deeper inside. Cleansing you, cleaning you, detoxifying your connection to yourself. Give yourself the gift of these deep, full, connected breaths. And really feel it. breath, the strength within you, the force, the wisdom. It's a power every single one of us carries from the day we are born until the day we leave. But somewhere along the way, we forgot how to leverage this power. But not today. You're here. You have shown up. Lean in. Today, I wish for you a breakthrough, a shift. Something new in its place. Today we consciously choose to remember. Today we make the unseen seen. All that crap we picked up along the way, all the conditioning, all the programming, all the bad advice we were fed when we were young. Experiences that has fooled us into believing that we are not worthy of our own love. Nothing, my friends, nothing could be further from the truth. Loving ourselves is our birthright. As children of God, our Creator, it is not only our right, it is our duty to love ourselves. Oh, yet so many of us struggle with this love. At times, it's so easy to love others, but so hard to love ourselves. Why? Stay with it. Keep breathing those nice, big, full breaths. Keep feeling that expansion. Keep leaning in. Keep finding your edge. We've got some intensity coming up. And that's what you're here for. I'm so proud of you already. Getting into it already on the fourth song. This is around the time that we have to start to really lean in to find that inner strength, that inner will to move on, to break free, to lean hard into the discomfort. Sometimes to get to and earn the breakthrough, we have to be willing to break down first. We have to be willing to illuminate the parts of ourselves that we're afraid to look at. Parts of ourselves that we deny. The parts of ourselves that have us in a constant holding pattern of self-judgment, of shame, of denial. It's as a result of all these programs that self-love has become such an insane challenge. So if you want to rewrite that script, If you want to override that program, if you want to move beyond this limited state of being that hijacks your happiness and your joy, your ability to simply just be happy and be content with your life as it is right now, then you have to be willing to accept who you are completely, just as you are. Not the promise of who you may become in the future. That path is an endless cycle that leads nowhere. But accept who you are today, who you are right here, right now. Your breath is the key to unlock the door. Your breath is the key to your salvation. Just keep taking those big, deep breaths in. Every breath in with intention, every out breath with release. You're doing great. Keep going. Here, you showed up today. You are digging deep. Let's make the unconscious conscious, shall we? Out of the shadows and into the light. Breathe deep. What is it that needs to be revealed today? What are the programs that are stopping and limiting your ability to love yourself fully and completely, unconditionally? Let's unpack it right now. Let's unpack the judgment. When you judge yourself, you are nailing yourself to your own cross, identifying yourself by your mistakes, your alleged failures, and all your imperfections. There is no such thing as failure, only feedback. Nothing to judge. Making mistakes is what we signed up for. Welcome to the human experience. How else are we supposed to learn if we don't fall? We have to learn how to fall fast, fall hard, fail with grace, and get up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving forward. Yes, keep breathing. Keep breathing those deep breaths. You've got this. If you want to, you can try to breathe a little deeper and a little faster now. Letting go of all the judgment, resolving it from within, releasing it from your body, letting it go out of your mind, out of the shadows and into the light. That's what this journey is all about. It's about the big reveal. No more judgment. Stop. the way in. You know this is uncomfortable, but you're here because you want the breakthrough. You want the change, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm so grateful that you're showing up. And it means you're ready. It means that you're ready to break free, to let go of something today, ready to love yourself completely. Keep breathing. So what else is it that stands in the way of your ability to give yourself fully into loving yourself? One of our greatest battles as humans is not only overly judging ourselves for our mistakes, the real punishment is in the guilt that we feel in the aftermath. Self-punishment at its finest. Anthony Hopkins said, "Guilt is the thief of life." Guilt is an attack on ourselves, the ultimate form of self-punishment, soul manipulation, and mutilation. It's normal to feel guilty from time to time, and you make your apologies. And it can help us stick strong to a moral code. But we have to know that staying there keeps us stuck in the past. It keeps us paralyzed in the present, and it robs us of our joy in the future. So I say today, and sorry for my French, but fuck the guilt program. You definitely weren't born with it, and you certainly don't have to die with it. Use your inner voice to say it loud and let this reverberate and penetrate deep into your psyche and deep into your subconscious. Today, I choose to let go of all my guilt, seen or unseen. Today, I am guilt-free, guiltless. Breathe into this new operating system, this upgrade that's free from guilt. Breathing deep. And feel yourself letting it all just go. Just a few more songs of intensity. Fully in, letting go, feeling that expansion, feeling that power that you have inside of you, just waiting to be activated, waiting for you to simply get out of your own way. You are safe here in this container. Stay with it. Deep breaths into the belly, into the chest, and falling out. If you allow yourself to feel fully. When you ignore, deny, or suppress your emotions, this is a classic example of not honoring yourself, not loving yourself. You are worthy of feeling and expressing. Buried emotions don't die. When you bury your emotions, you put a wall around your heart, making it hard to feel. not just the bad, but all the good feelings too. So let's make space right now for all these old emotional loops, all these cycles to come up so that they can be completed and you can let them go. So go to those places, dig up those emotions, lean into them, feel them, express them, cry them out, scream, kick if you need to right now. Let your body release its wisdom. Let your body get unblocked. Let your subconscious be freed. Just commit right now to stopping this cycle of conscious suppression or unconscious repression. You are safe to feel it. Feel it. Heal it. Yes. This is the work. Breathe and feel. Whoa, you're doing so good. Stay with it. A massive release is coming. Stay with me. You are safe. I've got you. You've got you. As we feel the past, we allow ourselves to heal the past. Stay with those big, deep breaths, my friends. Keep them deep. Inhale and expand. Relax and let it go. Let it all just go. You're nearly there. We've entered into your operating system. We've lifted up the hood. We're removing the obstacles and the barriers that make it so hard to love yourself. With the obstacles out of the way, self-love becomes the most natural thing you can do. When you see yourself as the spark of God that you are, you have no choice but to love yourself. It becomes easy, not only something that's good for you, but it's your responsibility. So you can share this love with others, with your families, your children, communities, with the world. Can you feel it? Can you really feel it? What's left that's standing in the way? What's the next barrier that you need to break down? What's the big block to self-love that you need to overcome? Maybe you don't feel worthy of your own love. Maybe you feel inferior to people around you, constantly worried about what you did or didn't do, stuck in a pattern of trying to prove your worth. Maybe you think others' opinions are more important than your own. That you're not good enough, not strong enough, not beautiful enough, not smart enough. All crap, all old programs. And right now, you're going to let it all go. With your mind in the back seat and your body at the wheel, we're about to wipe the slate clean and we're about to push reset. Find the will to let go fully, to let go completely, so that when you come out of this session, you'll be operating on a totally new program. Stay with me. Stay with your deep breath. Stay with the feeling. Stay with your edge. This is the moment of big release. This is the moment to leave it all on the mat. This is the moment to let go all the rejection that keeps you playing small, all the guilt from the mistakes from your past, all the feelings of unworthiness, all the shame, all the shadows into the light, all the programs given to you as a child out of your control, all the lies you've been fed to keep you in chains, keeping you from loving yourself completely. in order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you. So get ready, because right now we're going to let it all go. On my count, we're going to take a big breath in, and at the top, we're going to hold our breath and we're going to let out a massive scream. And this is going to be the moment of big release. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, big breath in, and at the top, hold your breath. And with your breath in, feel all your old shit dissolving, transmuting, alchemizing from pain into power, from rejection into acceptance, from guilt into forgiveness, and from unworthiness into feeling more worthy than maybe you have in your entire life. And when we let out this scream, you're going to let it all go. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, scream. Done. Keep going. Keep releasing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let it go. Come back in. I'm so proud of you. Keep breathing. Stay with me. Love ourselves fully, my friends, we have to get out of our way completely. We have to learn how to let go. We have to relearn how to look at ourselves in the mirror and be grateful for what we see. The light, the dark, the good and the bad. We have to remove all the blocks and barriers that keep us playing small. Only then can we begin to embrace life fully, to living life full out as we designed. Just two more songs of intensity. Stay with me. Keep breathing. Stay in the driver's seat. We've got one more big hurdle to overcome, and we're at the finish line. We have to learn how. If we want to love ourselves completely, we have to learn how to forgive. Done such good work. Keep going. Keep going. Yes. So now is the time, friends. Don't let up that breath. It's time to release what's no longer serving you in your life. Forgiveness. Forgiveness releases you from the past. The person you need to learn to forgive first is you. Keep breathing. It's time to forgive yourself for the bad decisions, for the so-called mistakes, for the choices you made that didn't work out, the ones that ended up hurting you or others. It's time to forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned and grew from it. Forgive yourself for being young and reckless, for shooting from the hip, from that heart you broke or that emotion you triggered. You are living and you are learning. What is it that's still causing you guilt? shame, remorse, regret. Whatever it is, pull it out of the shadows into the surface right now. But before we breathe and let it go, let's give this self-forgiveness a partner too. Who in your life is it that you need to forgive? Maybe it's your mother. Maybe it's your father. Maybe it's your brother or your sister. Maybe it's an ex-partner. Maybe it's an old friend. Maybe it's a co-worker. Who has hurt you? Who needs to be forgiven? Holding on to resentment is like holding on to our breath. You might be fine for a minute or two, but sooner or later you're going to suffocate. It only hurts you. So with the next few breaths, let's forgive. Let's breathe into this forgiveness. Let's activate this forgiveness in our cells. Stay with the breath. Out in your heart, today I forgive you. My soul deserves peace. Okay, then let's do it. On my count, we're going to take one final big deep breath in, and then we're going to hold it, and on the inhale, and then we're going to squeeze our core, and we're going to let out one more massive scream together. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, big in breath and hold. Squeeze your core. Say it right now internally. I forgive you, Mom. I forgive you, Dad. I forgive you, whoever it was who hurt me. I forgive you today. I forgive you. Then turn it all around and say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for everything I have done in my life. All of it, all the mistakes, all the choices that didn't work out, all the hurt, all the feelings that cause shame and guilt and grief. Forgive yourself right now for all of it. Feel what it feels like to finally let it all go. And now we're going to scream it all out. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
forgiveness only hurts ourselves. I mean, unforgiveness only hurts ourselves. Well done. One more final song of staying with that deep connected breath. One final song to bring this all home. We're leaving without all the heavy bags. We're walking back into our life with grace, with strength, with courage, filled up to the brim with so much love for ourselves, so much love, so much compassion for all of the challenges, for all of the hurt, for all of the pain, for all of these great gifts of adversity that have made us stronger, wiser, more courageous, more in our power, ready to meet life in all its forms, so that next time life gets challenging, you're ready for it. You are equipped. You are armed with so much unconditional love for yourself, so anchored in forgiveness, so free. You are free now, free to be the real you. Feel it. Really feel it, beautiful one. You have done it. You have broken through. This is your new operating system, one where you are in control of your life, seeing your life not as to you, but as by you, as for you. Architecting every ounce of it for your own good, for your own growth, your own healing. This is your moment. This is what freedom feels like. This is what the truth feels like. This is your birthright, right here, right now, this moment. You are forgiven. You have always been forgiven. You just needed to find it for yourself. Ah, oh, good. Keep breathing. Whoa, you've done it. Congratulations. Close your mouth. Boop. Start breathing through your nose.
Darkness from my eyes, breathing in, pulling life.
you've done the hard part. Now it's time to integrate. Right now, your mind is in a very relaxed state. So we're going to weave all of this powerful, magical energy together. Here's what you're going to do. I want you to recall a time in your life. It doesn't matter how old you were or where you were. Go back into your life as far as you need to and tap into a memory when you felt so deeply in love. Love for another or love for yourself, filled up to the brim with this love. When you have it, feel it. Step into it. See what you saw then. Feel what you felt then. Where are you in this moment of deep love? What are you doing? Who are you with? What are the details? Can you see? Can you hear? Can you smell? Now I want you to imagine that whole experience as a bright white light inside of a bubble that's right in front of your face. And when I say go, I want you to purse your lips and take one nice big inhale as if you're drinking through a straw. And I want you to see in your mind's eye as if you're pulling that bubble of light right into the lungs. And then when you've taken it all in, you're going to hold your breath. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, pursed lips, nice big inhale, pull that light bubble of love deep into your lungs, and when you can't pull in any more air, hold it. Start to feel all the moments you've felt love in your entire life come flooding into your body right now. Small ones, big ones, doesn't matter. Feel so much gratitude for the love you lost, knowing these moments of heartache helped to shape you into the amazing person that you are today. Feel the love from your entire life flooding into your heart right now. Feel it viscerally. Feel it fully. All right. Feel it fully and let it out with a big sigh. Good job. Let's do another one. Same process, just this time, I want you to pull up a memory from a time in your life where you were at your most peace, unburdened by whatever struggle you might be going through that guided you even to come to this session. It should feel like a moment of ease, of grace. If nothing is coming up, just use this moment right now, this moment of stillness and peace, pure presence. Whatever it is, pull it into your awareness right now. And as it crystallizes, see the memory in that bright white bubble forming right in front of your face. Then on my count, purse your lips again and take another nice big inhale through that straw and feel that bubble pulling it into your lungs and spreading throughout your entire body. Filling your whole body with this bright white light of inner peace. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Nice, slow, deep inhale, and then hold your breath. And with your breath in, just feel how good it feels to be free of all the struggle, the monkey mind, quiet, free from the worry and stress. It's just you, the real you, unencumbered by the survival mind, free from whatever mental programming or conditioning you picked up along the way, feeling this as your natural state of being. Feel it deeply, feel it fully, feel it viscerally, and then with a big sigh, let it go. You are intelligent. You are a genius. You are beautiful. You are important. You matter, and what you do matters, and you are worthy. You are enough. You have enough. You do enough. You are appreciated. You are loved, and there is no one else on this entire planet like you. There is no one else who is here to do what you are called to do. Don't allow the words of others or your own inner critic to ever, ever convince you otherwise, my beloveds. Step into your shining, power of who you are. You are light. You are magnificence. Hemingway said, "The world breaks everyone, and afterward many are stronger in the broken places." There isn't anything that you cannot overcome. There isn't anything that when you turn inward, you cannot get past, that you cannot find a way to put the pieces back together. That becomes your job. It becomes up to you whether you're going to sit and wallow in woe is me because what happened happened and there's no way to take it back, but how you respond, what you bring to the table next, whether you meet fire with fire, whether you meet that adversity with falling apart, becoming weaker in the areas that broke, or whether you bind them and mend them and it becomes like a weld that literally makes you stronger. It's your choice. And it's a choice only you get to make. But as Stephen Hawking said, when you complain, nobody wants to help you. There are many things in your life that you have every reason to complain about. You have every reason to be upset by the things that have happened to you. The most sinister thing about excuses is they're valid. And there's a million reasons why you should be able to give up. There's a million reasons why you shouldn't need to try, and you should be allowed to just sit on the ground and give up. You do have every reason. Maybe people wouldn't even think less of you, but here's the truth. You either become weaker or stronger in the places that broke, and that's a choice of how you react moving forward. The great news is, the best thing you can do to become stronger is love yourself. And as Kamal Ravikant said, loving yourself is a practice. People think that it's something that's going to feel right, that it's just going to feel natural, that you're just going to turn inward and there's going to be a spark of love and joy for yourself inside yourself. But the truth is, that's not the human experience normally. That's not the way it works. There's going to be a voice inside your head that's going to blame you. It's going to say it's your fault. And no matter how many times people on the outside tell you that it's not true, that thing that happened to you, that it isn't you, that it doesn't define you, there will be a voice that's going to tell you it does. And that's where you have to fall back on the process of loving yourself. That's where you have to realize that you literally have to practice loving yourself. And no matter what happened, there's absolutely nothing that invalidates that you're worthy of your own love. But you've got to practice it. You've got to be willing to do it. You've got to be willing to put in the reps. You've got to know that it's not going to feel right at first. You've got to know that on the other side of that is a vision of your life where you actually do love yourself because you took the time to say it. You took the time to practice it. You took the time to sit there and feel stupid and say that you love yourself. And sometimes just putting in the work is what you need to do to get strong. So put in the work and love yourself.
Through my hair. Hello.
Yes.
I am here. You are felt. You are held. And all the while, I thought I was the one experiencing the wind. Turns out she loves to kiss me back. She is moving me, realize that fear is really courage becoming known. And that tears are really joy finally coming home. Outside of me. Beyond me.
to shine.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile at the rising sun. Three little birds on my doorstep were singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. This is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing.
Not a thing.
'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Yes, it is.
Don't worry about a thing. 'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. The three little birds on my doorstep singing sweet songs, melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you.
Sweet, sweet, beloved friend. Well done. Come on back to the sharing group if you want to.